Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those that are joining us now, TV, radio, and live streaming from whenever we're coming into our service from. Let's share this with somebody. If you're watching by Facebook or YouTube, if you don't mind, call somebody or share it on Facebook. If you're listening by radio, you could go to www.theshepherdshouse.net and get the entire program. All right, we're going to be reading in 1 Kings, chapter number 17. 1 Kings, chapter number 17, starting in verse number 8. And the Word of God says, "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And he arose and went down to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall waste not, neither shall the cruse of all fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow of whom I sojourn slaying her son. And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, "See, thy son liveth." And the woman said to Elijah, "Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is true." Let's go now to Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another." Let's pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for the reading of your word today. I thank you, Father, Lord, for your word, which is quick and is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. I pray today, Lord, that you would anoint me, use me, Father, today. I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit would rest, Father, upon me and all that are here today and all that are watching by TV and live streaming and listening by radio from wherever they may be tuning in around the world. I pray, Father, Lord, that you would touch each and every heart, Lord. Help us to receive, Father, from your word today, Lord. I pray, God, Lord, to move upon the broken today. Father, help those, Lord, Father, that are lost and those that have strayed away from you. I pray, Father, to help them to return, Lord, back to a good relationship, Father, with you. Father, I pray, Lord, for those, Father, that are struggling, Father, Lord, physically, struggling financially. I pray, God, to touch them and help them. Father, I pray to move upon those, Lord. Father, Lord, they're going through hard times. Asking you, Father, Lord, to bless this service today and anoint me, for without your spirit and without your anointing, I know that all that's said and done would be void and would be in vain. I pray, Father, Lord, to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor would come to me in the flesh, but the name of Jesus would be praised for now and forevermore. Touch my voice. Give me the breath. Give me the air. Give me the anointing, Lord, to speak your word. And Father, let me speak in authority and in love. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing in reference to the reading of the word of God. If I had a title of the message today, it would be Sustained by God. Sustained by God. I looked up the word sustained, and it means long-lasting without weakening. When God moves in our lives, he will take care of us from the beginning all the way through the end of the situation and the season that we may be going through. Everybody, it goes through seasons. Seasons where it's you struggle to maybe feel the presence of the Lord. Maybe a season where that you're lonely because of something that's happened in your life. A season where that you're going through a financial struggle to where that it makes it hard to make ends meet and to get the bills paid. And maybe you're going through a season where your health is not as good as what that it once was. We all go through seasons. We all go through times when we're going to go in a place where we're discouraged or we're struggling in one area or another. But God will sustain us through that hard time. Here was a time here in the man of God's life where that he was going to be passing through this area, and I thought it was amazing how the Lord chose, instead of somebody rich to be able to afford to take care of Elijah, instead he chose a poor widow woman, one that didn't have any income, one that didn't have a job, one that was down, going through a season of time in her life. And why in the world would the Lord choose somebody that didn't have the ability to even take care of herself, to take care of the man of God? Because the Lord, when he moves on everybody. I've said this many times, when God moves, it's like an atom bomb that explodes. It goes east, west, north, south, up, and down all at one time. And when God moves, he touches everybody in that person's life. Amen. Listen, when I got saved, it affected my entire family. I'm thankful for that. Everybody has somebody that's kind of a key to that family. And the Lord may use you, and the devil may come against you, but God will sustain you. So here this little widow woman was, and the Lord had spoke to Elijah and told him to arise and go down to Zarephath. He said, I've got a widow woman there that's going to sustain you. He said, I've commanded a widow woman to sustain you. Now, how would you feel if the Lord told you when you didn't have anything at all in your checking account that he had a busload of cousins coming from up north and he wanted you to take care of them for about a month? Now, those of you who fell out on the floor, sit back up. Amen. You might think, there's no way I could do that. I don't have the money to do that. But see, when God speaks, what you have need of will show up at the right time. Amen. He's got a way to move supernaturally in our lives for those that put their faith in their trust in God. So here the little widow woman was on the outside of the gate. And when he got to the city of Zarephath, he saw the woman. And he said, go get me some water. So as she went to get the water, he called. It means he shouted out to her, bring me some bread to eat too. And she turned around and said, I don't have any bread. All I've got is just a little bit of handful of meal is all I've got. And just a little bit of oil. I'm going to put it in my words. A little bit of oil in a bottom of the bottle is all I got. And I'm going to cook for me and my son. And then we're going to die because we don't have anything else. This will be our last meal that we'll ever eat. We don't have any more. He said, you go cook the cake for me and bring it to me first and you and your son eat. Well, how in the world are you going to do that? That old hoggish preacher eats everything up. There won't be nothing for us. But when she got to the meal barrel, amen, God was going to sustain. Amen. There was not only enough for the man of God to eat, but her and her son ate also. And they ate for many days, amen, until it started raining again. God sustained them. God took care of them. God will take care of you if you're one of his. He will sustain you through that period of time, amen, that you're going through that time of sadness, amen, through that time of hurt, in that time of mourning, in that time of sorrow. I can speak from experience. I don't know how I've made it, amen, the last 2 years, but I've made it. I've ate well, amen, I've shouted good. I've had some hard times. I can tell you that right now, amen, dealing with Jenny's death, but I want you to know God's got me through it. He's anointing me every Sunday. Amen. He's anointing me every Wednesday night, every Sunday night, every appointment where I preached in other churches. He was there for me. He's helped me through everything. Amen. Listen, we've got a God, amen, that will step in there and help us in a hard time. Amen. Bless his holy name. See, it ain't amazing how that the Lord, amen, taught this woman a lesson. Amen. See, when I read to you here in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, where we're supposed to be affectionate one to another and preferring one another. That means put someone else above ourselves. And why did the man of God tell her to go bake a cake first? It was a test of faith for one thing, and it was also teaching her, amen, to prefer someone else, amen, first, and then God's going to move. I hope you can get that. Amen. Listen, sometimes, amen, when we're praying and you see somebody hurting, I prayed for somebody this week just this way. I said, Lord, this person's going through a hard time today. I said, Lord, if I don't ever receive another blessing from you the rest of my life, pour out upon them. Let them have my blessing. I'll do without my blessing, Lord, if you'll just bless them. And when I said that, oh man, the Lord just moved all over me because I forgot about my needs. And I said, Lord, you just bless them. If I don't ever feel your presence anymore, if I don't ever get a blessing anymore, as long as I live, you just pour out upon them and help them. See, God wants us to prefer one another and love one another. That's what Jesus did when he came. He forgot about being the son of the Most High God, amen, and receiving all recognition. He came and gave himself for sinners like us so that we could be saved. Amen. Listen, he came to do the Father's will. See, the Lord wants us to put our faith and our trust in him, to walk in humility and to walk in love and to carry a burden for other people. Listen, you can't pray for somebody if you don't have a burden for them. You can't even pray for yourself if you don't have a burden for yourself. Amen. And we can't pray like that we need to unless we're anointed of God. The Holy Spirit is upon us. That's why the Word tells us to pray in the Spirit. Amen. Well, Brother Jimmy, I'm not in the Spirit. I'm having a bad day. Pray till you get in the Spirit. Worship till you get in the Spirit. And then pray. Call upon the name of the Lord. Ask him to move in your life. Those that has faith, God's going to bless. Amen. Those that would believe, amen, there's nothing impossible for us. But those that ask the Lord and we fail to believe like that we need to, we are then praying amiss. We're then praying and wasting our time. I wish you could have been here in Sunday school. I didn't preach this once. I didn't use the scripture. I didn't talk about Elijah. But boy, a whole lot of what I'm talking about is coming out again today. And I told y'all this morning in Sunday school, I'm going to wind up preaching my message if I'm not careful. See what some of y'all miss? Amen. By laying in a bed and snoring. Amen. Like an old sow. Amen. Instead of getting up, come on in here to church like y'all to. Oh, I love my pastor. Praise the Lord. Amen. But see, amen, here we see in the Word of God, amen, that God's going to sustain us. He's going to get us through the situation. Amen. So if you're going through a hard time, just lean on the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding. Sometimes we fret and we worry and we get all tore up. What am I going to do? How am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to get through this situation? I can't ever see myself doing this and going there and making it. I don't know how many times I've told the Lord, I'm not sure I'm going to make it. I've just went as far as I can go. He just kept nudging me to go on, and he kept taking care of me. Amen. He kept helping me. Amen. I kept on making it. Amen. Go through one day, and then another week, and another month. Amen. Listen, God will help us. Amen. Through everything. See, this little widow woman, she had nothing. Isn't it amazing how that God wants to take the most unlikely person in the most unlikely time, in the most unlikely place, and lift them up. See, God didn't call many mighty. He never called many noble. Amen. He just took those that felt like they were unworthy. He takes nothing and makes something out of them. He doesn't take, amen, those that are glamorous. If you want to be glamorous, you're not going to amount to anything with the Lord. You don't need to be glamorous. The Bible says that Jesus was just a common looking man. He was nothing spectacular to look upon as far as beauty is concerned, but all on the inside, the love and the power that he had inside of him, because the love of the Father was beaming all through him. See, it's not about the money that you've got. It's not about how that you look. Amen. That doesn't get you anywhere. Amen. It's about the love that's inside of us. See, we could be the most beautiful person that he is on the planet, and on the inside, we be a devil, I'm telling you. Amen. It's what's on the inside that makes us beautiful. Amen. On the outside. See, so you can take a house that's, worth $1 million, and let the yard grow up, and it looks like Sanford and Son's house. Amen. See, so, you know, sometimes on the outside, amen, you don't know what's in behind that. You get that yard mowed and get it trimmed, amen, get you a flower or two out there, and you think, woo-wee, man, I made it to the house now, and it's beautiful in the house, and get on the inside. I always like my grandsons and granddaughters, when they come to the house, they'd always say, Pa, I like to come in Pa and Mammy's house. I said, is that right? I said, yeah, it always smells like food when we come here. them boys most especially, more so than the girls, seemed like they was always hungry and wanting to eat. Amen. Jenny was always cooking, said, your house smells like, and that's how they always remembered. And as soon as they come in, they go right straight to the candy bowl. You know how grandparents are. They got to keep that candy in there to take care of them grandkids. They remembered that. They always raided the candy bowl as soon as it come in. The Lord's always got something, amen, that's going to sustain us, get us through the situation. But he takes the person that's most unlikely. Now, out of the city of Zarephath, I don't know how many are there, but probably out of that entire city, she was the most unlikely person to ever be able to take care of the man of God. And God sent Elijah straight to her. Why? Because he wanted to manifest himself right before her to build her faith and to show others it don't matter if there is a drought. I'll get you through it. It don't matter if you don't have anything. I'll get you through it. Now the Bible says that the meal barrel never wasted. That means it never did run out, and neither did the cruse of oil ever fail. There was always enough oil in there through the entire time that Elijah was there. But that wasn't all of it. No, after that miracle came, and it looked like we're getting through that, all at once her son got sick. Now, why in the world did the Lord take care of me through everything up to now? And now I've lost my baby. I've already lost my husband. I'm already don't have no money. Now I've lost my son. And she looked to the man of God and said, why? Why have you came? And why has this happened to me? Because it you came. And Elijah said, let me have him. So he took her from her bosom. That means he took her out of her arms. And he said, leave me alone. And he took him up in the loft. And why did he take him to the loft? That's where he'd been staying, was up in the loft. He took him up to the loft and shut the door. And he said, Lord, why have you done this? Why have you slain this man, this young boy? Now, because of what I've done, come here to stay with this woman. Lord, let his soul come back into him again. Once again, and the Bible says he laid upon that young boy three times, laid his presence upon him. He got up, laid down upon him again, once for the Father, once for the Son, and once for the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And when he got up the third time, he got the young man, took him downstairs and said, here's your son, he's alive. Amen. See, he knew what to do. That was a call on the Father. He knew what to do. Amen. The God that was going to sustain him. Amen. Physically and sustain him with the food that was needed and all of those things was a God that was able to give life itself and to bring the life back into that son. So that woman, amen, she not only made it through the drought, not only did she see her son resurrected from the dead, amen, but she saw that the meal barrel could never run dry the whole time, and neither would the oil. There wasn't hardly anything in that oil cruse, but it never did run out. You know what? God's going to sustain you. There's been times, I remember when the church split years ago and we didn't have any money and we had them big payments and all those people left and stuck us here just a handful with all them payments plus the utility bills. Lord, how in the world are we going to make it? There were some times we didn't have but $150 in the church's checking account and $1,700 coming to you in a couple of weeks or three. Lord, how are we going to do it? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how we done it, but we did. We never was late on a payment. We never missed one, not one. We got every bill paid. I tell you, it's put the old preacher here under stress. I can tell you that. Amen. It caused my faith to get built. Amen. Just because you ain't got nothing, don't mean it. It won't be there when the time comes. Amen. Because the Lord just kept sending him money. There would be somebody that God would deal with. There'd be somebody that God would put it upon their heart. See, I want you to end on a little secret today. You'll do a whole lot better running on empty than you will on full. because God's going to take care of you. When you're running on empty, when you're running on full, you're going to wind up blowing some of it. Amen. You're going to wind up, amen, getting cocky and getting to the place that you don't pray. The reason why some people is poor today is because God has blessed you with poverty, because if you had any money, you'd be as far away from God as a North Pole is from the South. You couldn't handle it. You've got to be humbled. You've got to be broken. You've got to be kept meek. Amen. Or God would never be able to work in your life. Amen. The most dangerous thing for some people is to be financially blessed. They'd be better off to be hit with an ugly stick. Amen. They get out of church when they get money. When they ain't got none, they keep on coming. Oh, God, help me, Lord. I don't have the money for the light bill. Oh, God, help me, Lord. I don't have the money for the shoes to put on the baby's feet. I remember many, many years ago, I just started preaching, and the Lord was having to show me that he'll take care of me no matter what. We got there in the place, we didn't have hardly any money. Jeremy was just a little boy. The other two hadn't come around yet. And he needed a pair of shoes. And Jenny said, I got to get Jeremy some shoes. I said, honey, we ain't got the money for it. I don't know what we're going to do. I said, we'll do something. Said it wouldn't cost it about $10. Went to the dollar store and got him a pair of shoes. I didn't have the $10. Lord, what am I going to do? I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. I'm paying my tithes now like I'm supposed to. My tithes is $30. The shoes is $10. Well, to pay my tithes, I ain't going to have the money for the shoes. I don't know what to do, so I prayed, oh God, help me with this. This is tearing me apart. I don't know what to do. The phone went ring, ring. I pick up the phone. Said, Brother Jimmy, are you going to be coming down close to my house anytime today? I said, well, yeah, matter of fact, I got to come. He said, I want you to come by here. You come preach for us about a week or two ago, and I forgot to give you your love offering. So I went by there, and he said, here, give me $100.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area, and also we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter, we'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.